Grand finale. Annie, we've reached the end, or nearly. Because before you can go home, I want you to just answer about 15 more questions, okay?
Okay, I'm ready for the test.
Okay, I hope so. First of all, you mustn't travel over 70 miles an hour on the roads in England. Estoy hablando, pues, de lo que uno debe hacer. Con lo cual, hay otra forma, como ya sabemos, de expresar lo mismo.
Utilizando one.
Eso es. Entonces, you mustn't travel over 70 miles an hour on the roads in England.
One mustn't travel over 70 miles an hour on the roads in England.
Muy bien. Ahora lo hacemos al revés. One should try and enjoy life while one can.
You should try and enjoy life while you can.
Good. Of course, it's much more common to use you when we're talking about what you should do in general. ¿Cómo se dice bocado?
Mouthful.
Muy bien. ¿Crees que alguna vez Pat dará el paso?
Do you think Pat will ever take the plunge?
Muy bien, to take the plunge, nuestra expresión de la semana. If I had seen anything, I would have told you. Ahora expresa lo mismo con had, invirtiendo had y el sujeto.
Had I seen anything, I would have told you.
Great. Fiona se libró de ir a la fiesta de Navidad.
Fiona got out of going to the Christmas party.
Good. To get out of doing something significa, Annie?
Librarse o salvarse.
Good. De hacer algo. ¿Cómo se dice sorbo?
A sip.
A sip. Muy bien. One should always get proper insurance before traveling to countries like that. Di lo mismo con you.
You should always get proper insurance before traveling to countries like that.
To countries, not countries. Countries.
Countries.
Muy bien. ¿Cómo se dice trago?
A gulp.
¿Y cómo se dice?
A gulp.
A gulp.
A gulp.
Okay, a gulp, not a gulp. A gulp. You should always try to do your best. Ahora con one. Expresa lo mismo.
One should always try to do one's best.
Good. ¿Cómo se dice suspiro?
A sigh.
Good. Bien. Annie, the last one now, okay?
All right.
It's a bit long, I'm afraid, so make sure you're paying attention. O nos lanzamos ahora y montamos nuestra propia empresa o seremos funcionarios para el resto de nuestras vidas.
¿Hacemos eso, Richard?
No, yo no estoy para esas cosas.
Bueno, voy a por ello.
Yo monto una empresa y se hunde en el primer mes.
Either we take the plunge now and set up our own company, or we'll be civil servants for the rest of our lives.
Good. Just one thing before we go. How do we say nuestro?
Our.
Our. Y tú siempre dices oh. Okay.
Our.
Our. Our. Hay que abrir la boca bien grande. Our.
Our.
Okay. Our own company. Dilo.
Our own company.
The rest of our lives.
The rest of our lives.
Good. Okay, Annie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Passed the test with flying colors, as you always do, because you're my star student. Thank you then for listening, and of course, you'll be hearing from us the same time next week. Don't forget to study, please.
Bye.